This goes to Dr. Seth Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Fax is 989-668-0423. Regarding Peggy Torok, it's T-O-R-O-K. Date of birth 5/24/1946. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Torok, who was sent for evaluation of fluctuating and elevated levels of creatinine since July of 2022. The patient reports that she developed a severe case of cellulitis of her right leg in August of 2022. She was in the hospital for several days and then was discharged to a nursing home for dressing changes and care. I believe she was in the nursing home about 4 weeks, but she did have fluctuating creatinine levels at that time. 7/21 of 22, creatinine was 1.11, which we assume is probably her baseline, estimated GFR 52. Then August 7th of 22, creatinine 2.02 with GFR 25. August 9th of 22, creatinine was down to 0.62. That was normal creatinine level. 8/15 of 22, creatinine 1.01, her baseline level. That was 58 GFR. 8/30 of 22, creatinine 0.97, GFR greater than 60. 9/27 of 22, creatinine 1.16, GFR 48. 11/4 of 22, creatinine was up to 1.7 for no particular reason, GFR 31. The creatinine level was repeated 11/16 of 22. It was 1.26. Estimated GFR was 44, and then a referral was made at that time. And most recently, her creatinine level on 1/17 of 23, 1.06. I assume that is baseline. Estimated GFR of 54. The patient does have several autoimmune disorders. The first was a hyperthyroidism, which resulted in a thyroidectomy to treat, as she was allergic to Tamsulosin. And she's been treated by Dr. Lyenes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, for systemic lupus for several years. And within the last year, she was diagnosed by liver biopsy with autoimmune hepatitis. And she's currently on no immunosuppressants, but she is on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram once a day for the lupus. She has no particular symptoms for chronic kidney disease and no severe pain requiring pain medication treatment. No current chest pain or palpitations. She does transport herself in a wheelchair, but she is able to drive a car. Her husband accompanies her, and he has a seizure disorder, so he does not drive. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have trouble with heartburn occasionally. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She has chronic edema in her ankles and feet bilaterally. No current cellulitis, no ulcerations or lesions. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Past medical history is significant for initially hyperthyroidism, possibly Graves' disease, although the patient does not know for sure what the diagnosis was that required the thyroid removal. Osteoporosis, morbid obesity, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, history of congestive heart failure, systemic lupus, autoimmune hepatitis, and right leg cellulitis in August of 2022. Past surgical history, she had right knee surgery at age 14 after falling off a bike. She's had a cholecystectomy. She did have a severe fracture of her left tibia and fibula near the ankle in 2018, and she required surgical repair. She's had bilateral mastectomies for breast carcinoma in 2014. No radiation or chemotherapy followed those surgeries. And she's had a thyroidectomy for the hyperthyroidism. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in the 1990s. Prior to that, smoked about 30 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's retired. She is married and lives with her husband. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, thyroid disease, heart disease, emphysema, congestive heart failure, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to tafazole that caused hives. Medications, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Losartan 25 milligram daily, Pepcid 40 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Synthroid is 100 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 200 microgram on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Gabapentin is 600 milligram twice a day. Requip, 5 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram once daily. Potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent once daily. Zocor, 20 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, vitamin B, vitamin C, a hair, skin, and nails. And that she does not use Tylenol or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, height is 67 inches, weight 310 pounds. Pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Blood pressure, left forearm is 136 over 60. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular, somewhat distant sounds due to body habitus. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, difficult to palpate, enlarged liver or spleen. The patient is sitting in a wheelchair and is unable to lay down today. Extremities, 1 to 2+ edema of her ankles and feet bilaterally. No ulcerations, no redness, no lesions are noted. And labs, the creatinine levels were previously reported. Other labs include normal electrolytes on 117 of 23, calcium 9.6, albumin is 3.7, sed rate elevated at 65. Hemoglobin 12.3, normal white count, normal platelets, low lymphocytes at 724, and 1117 of 22, potassium 4.9, sodium is 143, carbon dioxide 31, creatinine is 1.26, as previously stated. She does have many labs. We have labs July 21st of 2022, negative for blood, negative for protein, and a urinalysis. 3/27 of 22, she had alpha-2 macroglobulins that were elevated. Anti-smooth muscle antibodies were elevated also. Alkaline phosphatase 167, IgA is 487.8, mildly elevated, and fibrosis score was elevated at 0.31. The patient does see a liver specialist, too, for the autoimmune hepatitis. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with fluctuating creatinine levels. Currently, this is not thought to be secondary to either lupus or the autoimmune hepatitis. Generally, those conditions cause the creatinine to decline, but it does not recover. The transient elevation in creatinine is most likely secondary to infection, such as when she had the cellulitis, or possibly dehydration. The patient was advised to hold her Lasix and her Losartan if she experiences vomiting or diarrhea until that problem stopped. And so the patient verbalized understanding. She will have lab studies done every 3 months for us, and we're going to check a urinalysis with the next lab. Also, a protein to creatinine ratio will be done then every 3 months thereafter. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.